Well, again, or anything, anywhere where I can fit this in, but it's still getting inspired by Star Trek, The Next Generation. It's season 1, episode 9, still. And Hyde and Q. And it's about being God or something, you know. Here we have this Q, who is like a God, of course. Can appear anywhere and seem to have unlimited power and knowing and all that. But there's somehow or other, you could say someone who is like allowed to be on a godlike position, at least in relation to earthlings in this part of the world, or in this physical world, at least. So what is it? Material cosmos. Anyway, so yeah. Here, anyway, in this episode, there is this Riker. He plays a game with, of course, not voluntary, but with his Q, who then makes him, gives him all the powers of Q. And of course, that is interesting. And that's why I started talking this, because I'd like to maybe at least be using that kind of, again, I mean, it's almost a cliche, but that kind of theme there, which, I mean, it's kind of universal and archetypal, so why not? But here you are, and you are okay, here's this guy, he's a little aging, and then he's becoming, you know, just surrendering, or that's, what else is there to do, then just give everything to God. And then as he does that, he's asking just to serve a mission, and he's taken through different levels. It's not this time by, you know, by just to throw some completely excessive power onto someone to see what they do, and then laugh at them when they fool, make fools out of themselves. But in this case, it is like this, that the more you free yourself from the limitations of the human mind, or rather the mind being stuck in gross matter, then your power is increased. You can get what you want just by wishing it. That kind of thing. And what does he do? Well, this guy here, I mean, now we're in PO, he really goes through trials, because he understands that what you desire can, that the more and more he goes on in life, his desires tend to get fulfilled, so he has to be careful what he desires. And now he only wants to desire to serve God the way God wants him to serve for the rest of his life. and of course for the rest of his existence, because that's reality. And you know, to him God is a friend, but he has a mission by the Guruji. So yeah, these kind of, and then you know, all of a sudden he finds himself there. Things just coming and manifesting and success and rich, just, you know, all the, we can go anywhere we want here, and or maybe he doesn't get that because he doesn't want that, but whatever. And how he, or even worse, I almost said, he gets super guru, famous-ish icon and all that. Ugh, he thinks about it, what a weird work that would be. So anyway, but then he has to handle that, and how others handle him, and it could be her also. I mean, some become envious, some become immediately friends, some want things, and so on. And then it would be interesting to depict someone who just, I mean, I could just imagine it. Maybe I can interview someone who was actually there. Someone really ends up there in the top levels of fame or this or that, or success, and how they handle their lives and so on.